And this is Leo back with Michaela for a little bit of a postscript from our interview with Margie Menzies that will be repeated on Saturday morning, on the Saturday Morning Mix. Michaela, what else you have for us this week?
Well, Leo, I would just like to give a staff shout out to all the visitors, staff, my supervisors, the building and grounds crew that has just been working really hard to give our guests a really positive, clean, safe experience. And everyone has just really stepped up their game, and we've been flowing with visitors. The falls have been flowing. The fall color is changing. I'd say we're entering peak at the park. We're a little bit behind.
Sure.
At Gooseberry.
Inland, we're a little bit past.
Yeah,
peak.
Yeah.
So, curious. It makes sense, though. You've mm-hmm. got that lake tempering things a bit, even though it's warmed up as much as it's going to get.
Yeah, it's been warm. It's been very humid. The fungi are going insane at the park. It's been really fun. It's surprises, and we'll talk, I guess, in a few weeks about all the fun stuff I've been seeing and the grouse and stuff. I'm just going to do a quick October program overview. I'm starting up my Two Harbors Public Library programs again. And so October 20th, I'm doing kind of a new set of programs this winter, and they are kind of targeted for youth around the ages like 8 to 16 is kind of like our target group. Okay. On Friday, October 20th, my program's from 11 to 12. And so this is going to be about loons. And so any kids can come on over. We're going to do a little activity and learn about loons. At the park on October 20th, Jackie Fallon is going to be at Gooseberry Falls from 1:30 to 3:30 with her birds. October 23rd at the library, I have an adult community creations craft time from 2 to 4. You can come. You can talk to me about nature, gardening, anything, you know, that you want to pick my brain about, and also meet other people in the community. So this is where I just provide natural material, and we come and we be creative and we live in community with one another. This month, I also have three programs at Split Rock Lighthouse State Park. These are guided hikes. We walk on really interesting geologic features along the lake at Split Rock. And so October 13th and 27th, these are Fridays at 10 a.m. and we do the Day Hill hike, and I meet at Pebble Beach. Then on October 14th, this is a Saturday at 5 p.m., I'm doing a guided kind of evening hike to Bob's Stairs. I'm also meeting folks at Pebble Beach. These are becoming some of my favorite little side programs, and Split Rock is just beautiful, and there's not as many folks there. It's a little bit more of an intimate hike in the trees and the rocks, so come on, please come check out the park. It's I bet it'll be a different experience. I've had folks come to the park a lot, and they said that they've never been to Day Hill or Bob's Stairs. So
a lot of people come to stare at that lighthouse, and they forget that it's a beautiful section of the shore with some really interesting geology and beautiful shoreline.
Absolutely. I'm just amazed every time I go there.
It seems, Michaela, that fall is full.
Sure,
somebody who works for Gooseberry Falls
Summer
State
is
Park.
Literally running into fall. I have not stopped. I'm getting after it. It's been fun. It's
wow.
been so beautiful outside. I've been really enjoying doing fall color reports, trying to learn how to use the park camera a little bit better. So it's been fun. I've really enjoyed it.
We will try to keep up with all of the different events you're holding,
yeah.
Especially are the ones that are off campus, so to speak, not at the park, that are at the library. Are they listed on your events calendar?
Unfortunately, those are only advertised by the library.
So we're going to ask you to help us remind
sure.
the listeners when those are happening.
Otherwise, you can find the events at Split Rock Lighthouse or Gooseberry Falls State Parks online at the Parks and Trails event calendar.
Excellent. And we have run out of time quite some time ago, but thank you so much for this long and very wandering edition of Wandering Nature News. Thanks, Michaela. We'll see you next time.
That's our specialty. See you on the radio, y'all.
Bye now. This is Leo for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio.